It didn't just cover our sins, it washed it clean away. That's Algeron Ride along with Triumphant and Annalisa Jacobs on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Great to have you on this Tuesday morning, June 3rd. Wow, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I thank you for sharing the joy, the pleasure of coming to our Lord Jesus Christ in praise and in honor. And it's great when we do it together. It really is. And I thank you so much for doing that with me. You know, we got a lot of great things going on here on the radio station. And I just want to talk to you just for a minute about humility. You know, people like to be honored and like to be recognized, and all that's fine, well, and dandy. But the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 4, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." You know, one of humility's dominant characteristics is having a God dependency and not a self-sufficiency. You know, you have to deny yourself and deny a lot of things, deny the greatness, deny. It's not that you don't want to be great, but you have to deny the exaltation of self-greatness. Do you know what I mean when I say that? What I'm saying is that you have to not make yourself so big and put your dependency on the bigness and the power of God to elevate you. And when you do that, yeah, elevation comes. It's automatic. Hallelujah. Just wanted to pass that little nugget on to you. I do want to pass something else on to you. The Bible Jeopardy Challenge. That's right. If you answer this clue correctly, I'll let you come sit at the front of the class today. I hope you're ready. I'm going to give you a clue. Let's go. You're going to look in Hebrews chapter 1 for this answer. Hebrews chapter 1. And I basically gave you the answer. What New Testament book recounts the story of the Israelites wandering in the desert for 40 years? What New Testament book recounts the story of the Israelites wandering in the desert for 40 years? You figure it out. I just told you. Give me a buzz at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Put your response in the form of a question. If you do that, you get it right, you come sit at the front of the class. We've got so much more on the way. Don't go anywhere.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is your neighborhood insurance man, Joshua McClain, heard on KAYT-KQJO, here to help you with all your insurance needs. My number is 318-224-2220. 318-224-2220.
Joshua McClain is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
This is your Five Cities weather forecast. For Tuesday, June 3rd, we start in Alexandria with mostly sunny skies, a high at 91. Skies are partly cloudy at night with a low at 70. It's a mix of clouds and sun in Shreveport today. We have a slight chance of rain with a high at 92. Overnight temperatures drop to 73 under clear to partly cloudy skies. Monroe is sunny with a blistering hot 90 degrees in the afternoon. The good news is it's generally clear at night with a low near 70. There's a possibility of some rain in Lake Charles under partly cloudy conditions. Our high is at 88. With clear skies in the evening, the temperature dips to 72. Natchez, Mississippi has lots of sunshine today. You'll be hot under the collar at 90 degrees, but the nighttime takes a significant drop down to 67 degrees under clear skies. And that's your Five Cities weather forecast for Tuesday, June 3rd. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Daddy always said if I show up, work hard, pray strong, I can do anything. You'll be defined by the thoughts in your mind. Don't you ever let go of the simple things. And Mama used to say, take your time, be kind, do your best, let God. I do the rest. And after all these years, my life is the proof. Every word they told me was the truth. Don't tell me I can't when I know I can. Don't tell me I'm not when I know I am. Don't tell me I won't, cause I'm gonna do it anyway. Do it anyway. Don't say it won't work, you don't know the plan. I know my life's in the palm of his hand. You can tell me I won't, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. People always wait for the right place, right time, when all we really have is the
right now.
So why would I wait till it all falls in place? I know it's gonna work out somehow.
Not too